Oh, good afternoon, everyone. And I'm Amir, and I've been around in the space since some years, providing usually pizzas and Italian languages. So address the two elephants in the room. The first one is no way I'm going to pronounce Noster correctly most of the time, because to me is Nostr, okay? So let's keep that in mind. And the other thing, this panel is going to be very interesting because the title is quite large. It's just about Bitcoin and Noster. So I prepared something like probably 100 questions for my amazing panelists here. So we are going to do the best. It's an amazing topic to discuss. I don't think you two guys need any presentation at all. But if you want to say something more about you, please give us a short presentation of yourself for the audience.
Sure. My name is Miljan. I'm the founder of Primal. Yeah. We build Primal. We build on Noster and Bitcoin all day long.
Awesome.
Nice. I'm Jack. I've been in Bitcoin for a little while and care deeply about it being successful. And day-to-day, I play the role. My day job is the CEO of Strike. We sell Bitcoin, do Bitcoin stuff.
Yeah, what I found interesting that I didn't know properly, there is an integration between Primal and Strike, right? Do you want to discuss it a little bit about that?
Sure. So as everybody knows here, on Noster we have this cool thing called Zaps, where you can send micropayments to content authors. You can zap people or their content. It was initially introduced by the Damos client. The Zaps were actually invented by Will here in the audience. And the initial implementations involved connecting to external wallet using a really cool technology called Noster Wallet Connect, which is still quite widely used and quite promising for a number of different implementations. And it was a great way for Bitcoiners who are already onboarded onto Bitcoin, who are enthusiasts, who know how to do these things, who know how to deal with Lightning wallets and things like that, to connect their Noster client to an existing Lightning wallet and, integrate Zaps into their kind of workflow. What we wanted to do at Primal is to make it possible for people who are not already on Bitcoin, who might not be familiar with how all these things work, who might not have a wallet, an external wallet, and so forth. We wanted to make it possible for them to very easily create a wallet and start participating in this zapping activity on Noster, which is extremely fun and quite promising in the long run to maybe reshape the web, all of the incentives on the web as well. So the idea there was to make this accessible to many more people. And due to the complexities of Lightning and self-custodial Lightning and so forth, we assessed the situation in such a way that we kind of concluded that a built-in custodial wallet was the easiest way to get new people onboarded onto this experience. And so I reached out to Jack. And at that time, we were not, well known. Jack, to his credit, took the call and took the pitch for me, and kind of saw the big picture, and generously, offered his platform. We kind of worked on some APIs collaboratively, kind of to make this work, and. Without the support from Strike, it wouldn't be possible for Primal to offer this capability to so many users. So I think this has been a raging success for us and our users, and we're quite grateful and proud to be partners in this.
Let's fucking go.
Well, I have to confess, I've never tried Primal since some week ago, but I tried it, and because I'm using Amethyst and Iris as clients, but I'm always open to try other clients, of course. So the user experience and everything went really smoothly. I was really, really impressed. So I tried also to set up the wallet. But I have a small question. Can I set up another type of wallet if I have an external wallet? I want to in Primal. There's something about that in the future. Is impossible, technically speaking, or yeah?
Yes, it's available today on Android. You mentioned you're on Android.
Yep.
If you go to wallet settings, you can configure to connect to an external wallet through Nostr Wallet Connect use your
basically perfect
wallet.
Yes. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're not able to do this on iOS. Like, we implemented the same capability, but couldn't quite get it through App Store review.
That's the major problem that we have nowadays with iOS. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I like it, everything so far. And I like the idea that you can start from Nostr. You cannot go externally because there is the wallet inside. Everything is integrated. And so it makes it so smooth and so easy for a person, for a beginner. And also it looks just like a sort of a normal social media, and really surprised me because I was using other clients and it is a big improvement. So yes, congratulations on that, really.
Thank you.
For what it's worth. But starting our conversation, I wanted to talk about the similarities between Bitcoin and Nostr, the differences, the integration, the complexities, and so on. But first, I have a question for you, Jack.
Let's go.
So in Madeira, I was in the audience in a very beautiful panel you had for kids. And the first question was really, really hard. And the first question was, try to explain Bitcoin to a kid. And you did an amazing job in that. And now I want to ask you, if you have to describe Nostr and the integration between Nostr and Bitcoin to a kid, what's your answer to that?
Fuck
really?
Me.
Yay.
Yeah, good luck, buddy.
I'm sorry. But you did a great job, so you can do that again, too.
Okay, I'll do just the Nostr part first,
sure.
And then you'll grade me on that, and then if we want to go to Nostr integrated with Bitcoin, we can try later. Nostr is standardized rules. It's a set of rules on how people can communicate with each other on the internet. In computer terms, standardized rules, we call them protocols, so you can think. And so it's a standardized set of rules that structure how we talk on the internet. And the coolest part is the set of rules isn't owned by an individual or a corporation or a government. It's owned by the collective people. They both abide by the rules and enforce the rules together. So there's a lot more freedom and inclusion and all of the properties that your parents tell you when you're five that you should aspire and try and achieve in the world. And so that is the biggest difference, is something like Twitter has a set of rules, but they control the rules and enforce the rules and can change the rules. And it's an open network, standardized rules. That would be my, and then the 5-year-old would cry and scream for their mom. But that would be my best. That would be my best effort live right here.
Yeah, well, I think that it's easier in a way to explain Nostr, of course, than Bitcoin, right? Or is it difficult? More difficult? Because I mean, to a kid, maybe a social media is something more relatable to them in a way they can understand easier. Also about censorship is something they experience every day with parents, so there is these similarities, right?
I think they're maybe equally difficult because nobody understands money fundamentally, because it's been such an abstracted concept from us. The level of abstractions that we live in financially is just so defeatist to us actually foundationally understanding how it works. And I think it's similar to how we communicate. I mean, for a 5-year-old or a 15-year-old or a 50-year-old to deeply understand that when they send a text message on their iPhone, the level of government and corporations involved in the oversight and the brokering of you being able to talk, So I think these concepts are just so abstracted that something that's a lot of the core value is in not having them involved or not needing them to be involved and not having them be necessary. It's just a difficult thing to wrap your head around. So I think they're both equally, that is a lot of the challenge. You know, if you get Michael Saylor's like talking about energy and thermodynamic, it's just really difficult to like start from scratch in both these concepts. So that's, I think, the challenge.
Can I try?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
So I would say that Bitcoin is the type of money where no one is in charge, yet it works. The money that we're used to these days is that there's some sort of bank that's in charge, and they set the rules for everyone. Whereas Bitcoin is this magical technology where no one is in charge, and it just works. With Noster, it's the type of communication where no one's in charge, yet it works. And these types of protocols are quite rare. These are currencies where something like this springs up organically. You know, there's the technology, but there also needs to be a network of people that are using these technologies. I think we don't appreciate this enough. We do appreciate it on Bitcoin. This is quite well understood, but we do have another protocol where no one's in charge, yet it works. And we should appreciate it more, maybe.
I completely agree. So this reminds me of a post I saw on Noster from you, Jack, actually, that really, really make me smile, because you wrote that one of your friends from Chicago was purple-pilled. Her first ever interaction using Bitcoin was getting zappen on Noster. A course on the internet didn't make much sense to her until she downloaded Primal. And I really like this idea that, we can try to make explanation theoretically, but when we see something so practical, so concrete, when even Bitcoin makes immediately sense with a simple action, and in a way, I think that's in a direction Noster could be a Trojan horse for Bitcoin. Can you agree with that in a way?
Yes, this woman is my best friend's girlfriend, is who you're talking about. Yes, that was her first interaction with Bitcoin, was getting zapped downloading Primal. So thank you, Dylan, somewhere in the audience. I think the best sales approach is delivering value to someone, right? Like a steakhouse doesn't have a sales team. They have good steak, and that is sells enough. And that's when customers come back and build a network effect around telling other people where to go eat steak, is if the product is good. I actually think underappreciated, in my opinion, which you could value it for whatever you want, I think that Zaps is a lot of the unique and core value to Noster, in my personal opinion. I think that there's a lot of work replicating. I hear like we're going to do Instagram better or Twitter better. I personally think it's a unique value proposition to that Zaps are. And I thought that experience was so cool because this is an individual I know personally. I've told her about Bitcoin ever since my buddy met her. I don't know how long you guys have been dating, 4 or 5 years. And couldn't sell her on better money. Was able to sell her on Noster uniquely because she was looking for community and longer form content. And she downloaded Primal and was pretty interested in some of the content that was on related topics she was looking to talk about, is women's health, actually. And her first interaction was getting zapped in Bitcoin. And it was what broke her brain as far as Bitcoin. It's hard for me to believe, but she did not care about protecting herself against inflation. She does not value saving capital over the long term. These are things that, I mean, I still argue with her to this day. But she did really appreciate getting value for being vulnerable on the internet. She talks, you guys should all follow her. She talks very vulnerably about women's health and some of the struggles that she's been through and what she works on now professionally to overcome that and inspire others. And the fact that people were able to give her money in return for her work, and that she was also able to almost share, like, out of love, give real value for value back, was then what got her into Bitcoin. Since then, she's read the Bitcoin Standard. It's a phenomenal story. And so it really is, it was eye-opening for me as well. And I do wish a lot of the energy was focused more on the fact that Zaps is really unique. And we're leveraging a couple of open protocols to give something unique to the customer, as opposed to, well, you know, Twitter was successful by being Twitter, so we're going to do Twitter, but theoretically, you know, better in our version. I don't know if that is going to be as successful as people think. Anyway.
Absolutely, and I have so many questions. Oh my God. There is this definition that I found somewhere that X is for the war, while Noster is the garden. And I love the definition, but at the same time, I ask myself, for the adoption and also for talking about Bitcoin, if we all stay on Noster talking about ourselves all the time, is it worth it? Don't we get too much inside that without explaining that to others? Your experience with that tweet is different, but don't you think in a way that we have to be both on X and on Twitter, and on Noster, Milan?
No, I don't think we need to be both on Twitter and Noster. Noster only is a good way to go forward.
Awesome. Well, yeah, but it's interesting because I was telling before maybe Noster can be a sort of a Trojan horse for Bitcoin, but we are using Bitcoin on Noster and without Lightning, without the Zaps, without a value, just like that, could be possible. Noster could be possible without this implementation. Yes or no? Do you think that's essential, nice to have, or whatever? What are the intersection between those two?
I think these two protocols are very symbiotic in the sense that each protocol stands on its own. Obviously, Bitcoin works quite fine without Noster. Noster works without Zaps, definitely. But each of these protocols makes the other one better. And stronger. Obviously, it's obvious what Bitcoin brings to Noster, this kind of built-in monetary network that's really adding all this value and kind of enabling Zaps, and again, giving us the opportunity to reshape the incentive structure of the entire web. But Noster actually brings quite a bit of value to Bitcoin as well, and this is less understood among Bitcoiners these days, and it's actually one of my favorite topics.
You're going to give a talk about that, right?
Yes.
During the conference.
On Sunday.
Can you give us some spoiler or...
Sure, no problem. So there are a number of fundamental Bitcoin technologies actually that are being built on top of Noster. Whoever saw Kale's talk yesterday, kind of saw like a glimpse of the types of things that Noster brings to, let's say, eCash, mint discovery, and things like that. Noster, let's not forget, gave us a public Lightning directory, something that we haven't had, for years on Lightning. Now that we bootstrapped this kind of open social graph of cryptographic identities, some of whom, the majority of whom actually have decided to add Lightning addresses to their profiles. So as a consequence of this, we can look people up by name and send them money. So and we can do this in an open kind of permissionless way where any wallet can implement this. To the extent that I think we're going to be very, very soon at a state where a Bitcoin wallet that doesn't have this Noster integration capability is going to feel broken. It's going to feel like it's missing something fundamental. So there are a number of technological kind of and feature improvements that Noster actually is bringing to Bitcoin. But there are also some of the more like a softer type of kind of contributions that software is, that Noster is bringing to Bitcoin, like, for example, enabling free speech. And even if you don't care about payments, even if you don't care about any of the, like, let's say, eCash, if you're a Bitcoiner who is a monetary kind of maximalist, just like HODL. For you to be able to do this and fight the fiat system effectively, you need the ability to speak. The fiat system has to kind of assert control over speech in the long run in order to continue essentially stealing from us and controlling us. And they've been able to do this quite successfully over the years with their kind of control of or various types of media. Nostr helps fight against that. And then, as we just witnessed from this incredible story that Jack shared, I think Nostr might end up being the onboarding mechanism for orders of magnitude more users than all of the other mechanisms we use so far combined. So there are a number of other kind of points that I'm going to save for Sunday, but there's a lot that Nostr brings to Bitcoin.
I think Zaps are the underappreciated success story of Nostr, in my opinion. How long have people been talking about micropayments on the internet? I mean, you could pull up, you know, Satoshi forums on Bitcoin Talk if you want. You could go before Bitcoin was released, in decades ago, in Cypherpunk mailing lists if you want. It's at least 10 years old of a desire of the community and a lot of people on the web, but probably decades, many, many decades. And I honestly believe that this is the only scalable product market fit relative version of micropayments on the internet that exists today. How fucking massive of an achievement is that? How is that not what like we're focused on in trying to get a consumer from signing up to realizing that value as quick as we possibly can? That's kind of what I mean, where I'm like, I don't know if I'm that interested in like the Instagram on Nostr. I'm more interested in like who's solving the problem of taking someone to experiencing this open protocol to understanding the unique value that we've been able to achieve here. One, in building Bitcoin, right, and building Lightning and having a value transfer protocol that's native to the web and open that works. That's very fucking hard and a lot of hard work from people in this room. And then having Nostr, a protocol that actually delivers value, works as well, right? Like Lightning was invented far before Nostr, and it has not achieved relative product market fit. I think it, like Zaps, might be the most used use case for Lightning today. And so we power a decent amount of Lightning stuff. Primal's probably like one of our most active customers when it comes to making API calls. You know, volume is different because people aren't moving, you know, $1 million when they zap. But anyway, I think that that's very underappreciated, that something that's been desired on the web for many decades, from, you know, anonymous cypherpunks to the most powerful people in the world, have all desired for this use case. We seem to have achieved that. And that's what I am more focused on, is like, I'm really excited about reads, right? Like maybe it's longer form content that you can really build tremendous amounts of value in that actually attract more value for value exchange instead of short informational bursts. You know, like Jack invented Twitter, right? But Twitter wasn't necessarily maybe designed, especially today, for really high value content that you would want to spend your hard earned money on. It's a lot of, at this point with Elon, it's a lot of violent shit posting, right? And attention seeking. And so, yeah, anyway, that I agree with you. I think it's super underappreciated that we've somehow achieved that very casually and that no one seems to like really be talking about how big of a deal that is. Seriously, what the fuck? Anyway, that's my take.
Agreed. That's a massive deal that's underappreciated. Like, remember that the whole narrative that Bitcoin can't scale? And look at what we're doing now with Lightning and Zap.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm going to get a little more aggressive. It's like, seriously, like, listen, people don't care as much as they say, right? Like, money talks. Like, free market is the judge. You know, the panel before, there's a lot of people in this room that still have a Twitter account, including myself. I have a big following on Twitter. We don't spend marketing at Strike. It's a huge asset to the business that I can talk to people about Bitcoin at the size and scale. I'm not afraid to admit that. So, I mean, that's just the reality that we live in, is if everyone cared about privacy as much as they fucking claim they would do, that they wouldn't have these accounts, but they do. So, like, face reality, right? I think having the vision, everyone shares the same vision. It's not that unique anymore. But the difficult part is, like, the path we have to walk to get there. And I've misstepped constantly in my Bitcoin path, right? I think we all see Bitcoin disrupting Visa and all of these things. It's like the execution path to get there is what's difficult. So if you, like, take a step back and you look and you realize, like, okay, people are going to tell you what you want to hear constantly in your life. You know, if everyone actually believed in the merits of privacy and not overly controlling algorithms and censorship, then no one would have a fucking Facebook account. But Zuckerberg's got the most active users of anyone ever. Like, he has, everyone on planet Earth that has a brain is a customer of his, right? And so what is unique to what we've achieved? I fundamentally think combining micropayments on the internet with a way to express and post content is something, like, it's a huge achievement. And it's like it's a tiny bit, in my opinion, of the focus, you know? It's just me being super honest.
Absolutely. That make me think about paraphrasing something that I read by Martin Malmy, and it was just like, Bitcoin is for money, but Noster is for everything else. Eventually, every app could be built on Noster. Would you agree with that? Can we be that positive about Noster in the future, or is this a little bit too much?
Yes, I think we can be that positive. And I think every app will be built on top of Noster. Don't know how long it's going to take, but as time goes by, the gravitational pull of Noster is going to increase, because you have kind of two starkly contrasted approaches. You have the legacy approach, where every app is a closed silo, and you have what we're doing on Noster, where you not only have the open social graph with all the identities and connections and web, web of trust and things like that, but also content types. So as new applications join the Noster network, they create their artifacts, their own content types, and if implemented properly, they become Noster events that become usable by other applications. So as a new application developer, you have the incentive to plug into the network effects of Noster. Again, not only in terms of users, but also in terms of various artifacts that you can utilize within your application. For example, we presented yesterday an example where for long-form content, there's Medium and Substack. And on Medium, you can create a highlight. It's a very cool feature, and people can kind of collaborate around that highlight. But that highlight is forever trapped within Medium. Whereas on Noster, you have long-form clients that, when built properly, they produce documents that are Noster events that can be used on any other client. And the highlight artifact itself is also a Noster event that can be used in other clients. So imagine this for every content type, for every application type, the creating artifacts and posting them as Noster events, and then allowing developers to assemble these types of things in ways that we can't even imagine today. So I think it won't be necessarily censorship resistance, or maybe even not even zaps, but the applications that developers will build on Noster will just be much more sophisticated, much more feature-rich and vibrant, and that's why Noster is going to win.
I think absolutely. Of course, it's possible, but again, I think you got to build a network effect somehow, somewhere, right? You got to the network. Once you have the network effect, then yes, there's all sorts of possibilities, and I think everyone is arguably better at describing and explaining and articulating that vision better than I am. But I would urge, and I personally, you know, work on when I work with people in the space or when our API supports customers, it's the micropayments use case. I do believe that that is where we can garner a unique network effect. I'm not sure what worked for TikTok is going to work for Noster. I don't know why that would logically make any sense, right? You download TikTok, and they're very successful because they give you the value as soon as you create an account. You get a video immediately, and you swipe and you swipe, and about 10 swipes, they know exactly what you want to see. They know exactly who you are. So from signing up to getting the unique value that is their algorithm is immediate and it's frictionless. And I think the most difficult part right now is how do you get someone onto this network in realizing the unique value, like the use case that I experienced, someone that I've personally known for many years. Like, how are you able to deliver that frictionlessly? I think that is what's unique. It's global. It's open. So you got to build a network effect and deliver real value in a frictionless way at scale before, you know, you're combining Spotify and Instagram and TikTok on one interface. I fundamentally believe that. I'd love to be proven wrong. I'll be the jackass that has to watch this clip back because someone achieved that. But
we'll do both.
I do think the network effect probably starts by, you know, focusing on what we've achieved that's fundamentally huge and that's unique, you know?
Well, unfortunately, I'm very sad because the time is over. I had so many other questions for you, and I wanted to challenge you with other things because I'm more skeptical, but I have to say that after this panel, I'm more bullish on Noster than I have ever been. So thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for your experience, and see you again.
Thank you.